From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. The Washington Supreme Court has struck down the voter-passed initiative which required two-thirds vote in the state legislature to approve higher taxes. Since Tim Iman first got it passed 20 years ago, the supermajority rule has made it much more difficult to raise taxes or, for that matter, remove tax preferences. The court ruling found that the two-thirds rule was unconstitutional, but the majority opinion added, "Our holding today is not a judgment on the wisdom of requiring a supermajority for the passage of tax legislation." In a statement, Tim Iman said the two-thirds for taxes vote requirement was approved by voters in 1993 and 1998. Almost two-thirds of voters approved the two-thirds for taxes vote requirement in November. For 20 years, opponents have spent millions of dollars trying to convince the voters not to support these policies. The depth and breadth of public support for this policy is extraordinary, end quote. But apparently not among the Supreme Court justices. Joining us to talk about the ruling, Jamila Johnson, an associate at the law firm of Schwabe, Williamson & Wyatt. She was not involved directly in this case, but has been following it closely. Jamila, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the courts turned back previous challenges to this supermajority rule. Why did this one succeed where others did not?
Sure. The courts this time around found that the plaintiffs in this case, the League of Education Voters, Washington Education Association, a handful of elected officials and taxpayers, were situated in a position which brought a real lawsuit challenge to the supermajority rule, where in the past they did not find the issue could be adjudicated by the court.
It's the Supreme Court, so it's the highest court in the state. Is there any kind of legal appeal from this point on, or is the matter settled?
You know, I would say that this matter is settled. The question was whether Article 2, Section 22 of the Washington State Constitution allowed the initiative, and it does not.
They did uphold a part of the initiative, as I understand it. What part did they uphold?
Sure, the referendum requirement. So Initiative 1053 also has a provision that requires that any tax bill that increases spending beyond the state spending limit also be approved by the voters. The Supreme Court, though, pointed out that the referendum requirement has not been triggered and didn't affect any of the plaintiffs in this case.
Now, they found that this two-thirds rule was unconstitutional, but the Constitution can be changed, can't it?
It can. And ironically, to change the Constitution, Tim Iman or supporters of the supermajority would now need a two-thirds vote from both the houses of the legislature and a vote from the people.
Jamila, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jamila Johnson, associate at the law firm of Schwabe, Williamson & Wyatt. Chris Korsmo is the CEO of the League of Education Voters, one of the lead plaintiffs in this case. They wanted the two-thirds majority struck down to make it easier to increase K-12 education funding. Korsmo told KUOW's Ann Dornfeld she welcomed the ruling today, but she said she still doesn't expect taxes to have an easy sell in Olympia.
I think the reality of it is that the legislators want to have as huge a majority as they can possibly amass to pass taxes. So, you know, I don't look for a lot of close votes on tax increases anytime soon. But the fact is they do have this tool in their toolbox, and it does remove, you know, any excuse about why we can't fully fund basic education and other things.
Senate Majority Leader Randy Tom joins us. He's the Democrat who joined with Republicans to form the new majority coalition, which is boss in the state Senate. Rodney Tom, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be on your show.
Rodney, what's your reaction to this ruling?
Well, you know, we're a little disappointed, but courts rule as they rule. But we are firmly committed in the Senate to fulfill the wishes and respect of the voters of Washington State, who have been very clear that taxes shouldn't be the first thing that we look at here in Olympia.
Tim Iman, in his statement, said that the fate of the supermajority is now in the hands of lawmakers like you. He pointed out that the vast majority of lawmakers were elected in districts that support the two-thirds rule. But now that that legislation, that initiative has been thrown out, what can lawmakers do?
Well, we do have a constitutional amendment that we will be passing out of the Senate Ways and Means Committee today. To make it out of committee, that's just a simple majority, so that will come out. But then it will take a two-thirds vote in the Senate. We just had a vote in our caucus as far as in the majority coalition caucus. All 25 members clearly support the Constitution, so now it's up to us and the voters of Washington State to see if we can get 8 members from the minority caucus to join with us and again reaffirming the wishes of the citizens of Washington State.
And then, of course, 2/3 of the members of the House. What do you think the chances are of that happening there?
Well, you know, again, a lot of it depends upon, you know, where the public is going to go with this and how much emphasis that they're going to place on it. They've been very clear through 5 votes, and now it's up to, you know, there's 44 districts out of the 49 districts in Washington State who passed this. Every county in this state passed it. So it's upon, you know, it's clear that, you know, voters need to get out, express their interests to their representatives, and if they do, we'll clearly have enough votes to pass it.
Does this change anything in this legislative session, Rodney, Tom? Do you think that there could be a simple majority vote in both the Senate and the House to pass some kind of tax increase?
I don't think it does. I think we've been very clear that we're going to be there with the people. If we need additional revenue, if somebody thinks that we need additional revenue in Olympia, you know, that's going to be a question that we're going to send out to the voters. Making sure that, again, the voters' intent and wishes are respected.
Rodney Tom, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom. Now let's turn to Senate Democratic Representative Jamie Peterson. He was also a plaintiff in the lawsuit that overturned the supermajority. He's on the Washington State House Appropriations Committee. He also chairs the Judiciary Committee. Jamie Peterson, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So does the court ruling go into effect immediately? As of today, can a simple majority vote pass a tax increase or get rid of a tax loophole?
That is true. Technically, I think that's been the case since last summer because the King County Superior Court also declared that the initiatives were unconstitutional and 2/3 requirement was unconstitutional.
What's your sense of your fellow? I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, so if we had had a vote come up to the House floor or the Senate floor on something that was a increased revenues, closed loopholes, I think it would have taken a simple majority. But now that's been resolved definitively.
So there was certainly a reluctance to do it, even though you may have been able to do it. What's your sense of your fellow members of the legislature, given that so many of them were elected from districts that strongly supported the 2/3 majority? Do you think they'll adhere to the intent of that initiative, even though they don't have to by law?
You know, I want to challenge that premise, Ross. Let's go back and look at the actual votes. On Initiative 728, which was class size reduction going to our paramount duty and what the Supreme Court has been telling us that we need to do a better job of funding, that initiative got 72% of the vote. So 72% of Washington voters told us that we should be putting more money into the K-12 system. None of the Tim Iman initiatives has come anywhere close to getting that percentage of support. So, you know, the honest truth is if they don't think it will cost anything, people want to pay less taxes. But we as legislators are charged with actually balancing the need for state services and making those really difficult trade-offs about how much revenue to raise and what to spend it on. I think if the people had that choice in front of them, you'd see a very different result. So I don't think that it's fair to say that people are doing a bad job of representing their districts when faced with a concrete choice about the need for revenue and the requirement from the court that we put more money into the K-12 system, for example.
Yeah, well, in fact, you and the legislature are kind of under the gun from another state Supreme Court ruling, which found that you're not fulfilling your paramount duty to fund basic education, K-12 education. Do you think that the ruling by the Supreme Court today makes it more likely that we will see some kind of tax increase, revenue enhancement to help pay to meet the requirements of that decision?
I do. I think with due respect to Senator Tom, I think when the Senate, which is supposed to put out a budget first this year, gets right down to it, they're going to be in a very uncomfortable position where they're likely either not to be able to comply with the progress that the court has asked us to make on the basic education funding, or they're going to have to propose some revenue.
What about the other direction? We heard Senator Tom talk about the possibility of an amendment to the state constitution to allow the supermajority vote to pass taxes. Any chance of that passing your house with a 2/3 majority?
You know, no one in his right mind would look at the Iman initiatives and think that that ought to be put into the Constitution. It doesn't make any sense to say that a special interest tax break could be put in one session with a simple majority, and then that forever after that it would take two-thirds to repeal that tax exemption. And that's the world that we've been living in for the last 18 years. We are finally through with that, and I think I can say with great confidence that there is no possibility that an amendment in that form would make it to the floor for a vote or would have support. And I don't frankly think that they can even get it out of the Senate.
Jamie Peterson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
State Democratic Representative from Seattle, Jamie Peterson, also a plaintiff in that lawsuit. Once again, the headline this morning from the state Supreme Court, they have thrown out a rule that was in place, although it was suspended for part of that time over the past 20 years, that required the legislature to have a supermajority, two-thirds majority, to pass any tax increase. It's had a giant influence on state government. Supporters have said it's restrained state government from increasing taxes too much. Opponents have said it's throttled state government's ability to pay for what needs to be done. This is The Conversation.